1032. In the display case, you can see other fish that are typical of the lakes here. There are predators, European perch, pike, Wells catfish, and eels, and there are also two plankton phaga species, which live solely on plankton, European whitefish and Baltic whitefish. Not far from here, in the village of Tartok, there's a fish hatchery where both these species are bred for stock. On the right of the display case, you can see how the hatchery operates. There's a model of a piece of equipment containing little yellow balls. The balls represent fish roe. The device is an incubator, where the baby fish, known as fry, hatch. In late autumn or spring, adult fish, ready to spawn, are carefully caught. After the eggs have been fertilized with the milt of the male, they are removed from the female. The adult fish are returned to their habitat, and the eggs are placed in these containers. There are 200 of them in the hatchery. The incubation period lasts for between 4 and 5 months. Throughout that time, the eggs are moved about by a flow of water drawn from the lake. Their environment is thus more or less identical to nature. The flow of the water supplies them with oxygen and prevents them from getting stuck together. The roe is also given extra care. The eggs are cleansed, antifungal baths are given, and necrotic spawn is separated from living. Once the fry have hatched, they are let out into large tubs and transported to the lake. Without human help, the roe would be exposed to a multitude of dangers, eaten by fish and crustaceans, and attacked by hazardous fungi. Please turn your back on the incubator and look at the visual displays at the top of the wall.